So we just arrived in Argyle Street at Sutherland House, number 5 and 6, where we're a monster early as usual, me being the old pro. I'm here with David Stark, who has organised today's event, and today's event is the unveiling of a Brian Epstein, a blue plaque for Brian Epstein.
Yes.
Now, do you say Epstein or do you say Epstein?
Epstein, I think.
It is Epstein. Well, I'm going to put you right. There's a lot of schmucks for Epstein.
Yeah, that's right.
You say potato and I say potato.
Excellent.
You say Epstein and I say Epstein. 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 Let's get the blue plaque up. No, being serious.
There we go.
Let's not get the old curtain off.
Yeah.
I haven't changed my price. I'll say that case. An old mate of mine from ATV.
Right.
How did this happen? How did this day happen? Today.
Yeah, because last year I read in the papers that a chap called Geoffrey Ellis, who worked in this building, is a managing director of NEMS Enterprises, Brian's company, very close to him. He was trying to get a plaque put up in Chapel Street in Belgravia, where Brian lived, and Geoffrey lives around the corner. He kept on getting turned down by English Heritage. For what reason, I don't know, because I would have thought he'd be a good choice. So I thought, I read this, and I thought, well, never mind that they won't do it there, let's do it in the next best place, or the best place, at the NEMS offices, which is right next door to the London Palladium. You can't do better than that on this street, most famous theatre in the world. So I thought, okay, I came to see the owners of the building, and they said, oh, we never knew about that. Ryan Epstein, Beatles in this building, they had no idea. So I said, yeah, can we put up a plaque, please? They said, yes, be our guest. Absolutely, got our blessing and our support. So this was at the end of last year, and since then we've been organising it and arranged the date today, and it would have been Brian's 80th birthday in September, amazingly. And there's a play about him starting at the end of July called Epstein, the Man Who Made the Beatles.
Who's playing these parts?
Andrew Lancel.
Andrew Lancel.
Great actor. Used to be in Coronation Street. The Bill is quite well known. He's coming today.
Good,
he's going to help us to unveil it.
Okay.
Lovely guy. And
so you expect a few faces here? I think we're here early doors.
Yeah.
The unveiling, you know, as we talk, listeners, is about going to happen in about an hour from now.
Yes.
But people are starting to arrive. But you expect a large, large crowd, obviously.
We hope so. And if we get away with it, no, we'll be lucky. Well, it's going to be good. And there's a lot of Beatle people coming, associates who work with Brian, knew him. Like Tony Bramwell worked at NEMS.
Great plugger, Tony.
Yeah, great plugger.
We worked together a lot of things, Tony and I, on Beatle things. It was one of the EMI records, and I was promoting Wings and Ringo and things and whatever we was doing, when they all become, you know, solo artists by the time I was at EMI. I met Brian many, many years ago. Obviously, I'm that old. But so, yeah, Tony, the great kid. I'll have a chat with Tony during the course of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still plugging records.
Yeah, he's a good old mate. He'll be here, and so will Bill Harry, who is the guy who arranged for Brian to see the Beatles at the Cavern.
Yeah, remember
November 61, actually arranged for Brian to go down that day, and from then on it was history. Became their manager. So he's coming. Then we've got Rod Davis, who was with John Lennon and the Quarrymen, be here today. Geoffrey, of course. Who else do we have? Mitch Murray is coming.
Oh, my lovely mate Mitch.
Oh, yeah, Mitch, who wrote what nearly was going to be the Beatles' first single.
I remember.
Called How Do You Do It?
How Do You Do, which you give to
Jerry. Where the Beatles recorded
Jerry
it, but they wanted to do their own song, Love Me Do, and then Jerry had the hit. So we've got a lot of good people coming.
Perfect. And I'm here, Eric Hall.
Eric is here.
Is here. Well, my man, Bubba.
Yeah, and I've been a big fan, Beatles fan.
Of mine, really?
Yeah.
I've been a big fan of mine, Bubba.
I'm a big fan of you and the Beatles. I never met Brian, but I met his brother Clive when I was on holiday in Torquay in 1964, 50 years ago. He was on his honeymoon with his wife.
Okay, the obvious question, at this stage of the game, we've just arrived.
Yes.
And we have a chat. If we may have a chat with you a bit later on during the course of the day, and after lunch or whatever we're doing later, is. But do you have a favourite Beatles record song?
Yeah,
I like to play for you.
Yep, I do actually, and it has to be for me. Strawberry Fields Forever. Joe, push that button.
Thank you.